23. Calling car 23.
That's us, Pat. You're telling me?
Stand by for orders. Car 23. Stand by for orders.
Come on, Wally. We heard you the first time.
Shut up, Tug. Keep your eyes on the sunny California highway and your hands on the wheel. I'll take down the orders.
Orders for car 23 only. State Troopers McMahon and Henderson. Report to headquarters at once for special duty assignments. That's all.
Oh, that's all, is it?
What the heck do you suppose that means, Pat?
Just one thing. We got to report to headquarters at once for special duty assignments. Step on it.
Okay.
Today's radio play, Special Duty, is based on a most colorful story taken from the pages of next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. Chula Vista is a small town situated on the border of Mexico and the United States. Its main importance is serving as a gateway between the two countries. Sitting in a small cantina, we find State Troopers McMahon and Henderson.
It's almost 6 o'clock and he hasn't come back, Pat.
So what? You know these lads down here. For them, time is just something you hear the Americano talk about. He said he'd come back when he found out something. Relax, Faldi-Waldi, relax.
I can't. I feel we're wasting time sitting around here in this dump, swallowing this liquid fire and listening to that musical comedy orchestra.
What, have you no appreciation of the native drink and the traditional music of old Mexico? Fie, for shame.
Shut up, clown. This is serious. We were sent over here to get a line on Sancho Lajero, Mexico's biggest smuggler, and look at us.
Look at us yourself. I'm busy looking at that Mexican lassie dancing over there.
Well, I'm looking for Capitano Diego.
El Capitano of the Mexican police will be back when he's good and ready, my boy.
Come on now, let's get out of here, Pat.
What for? Here comes your Capitano Diego now.
Oh.
Good thing I made you wait. You might have missed him.
Ah, buenos dias, Capitano. You're back.
Buenos dias, senores. Si, I am, as you say, back.
Well,
I have very little to report, senor. Sancho La Jolla has a hideout up in the hills where nobody knows.
Let's search the hills.
I admire and respect the senor's enthusiasm for immediate action, but that is not practical. We should be spotted at once from some hilltop under ambush.
Excuse me, senor captain.
Si, senor.
Tug, you map out your campaign. Let me know later what the maneuvers are. I just caught sight of a lovely native lassie all alone.
Hey, Pat McMahon, you come back here.
But you won't be alone for long. Excuse me, senor.
Oh. Senor.
How does it happen that there aren't any young men here in the town to see you home?
I live high up in the hills, senor. Perhaps they are afraid to be out after dark.
The coffee.
But you, senor, you wear a uniform. So, of course, you are fearless.
Senorita, weak as I am, the fact of you gives me confidence enough to take on the Prim himself.
The Prim?
Yeah, the biggest man in my country.
Oh.
Look here. The sun is going down and you shouldn't be out after dark alone. What do you say? Let me see you home?
No, 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 senor. That is impossible.
Oh, your father wouldn't care for that, I suppose.
He most certainly would not.
Yeah, I was afraid of that. Well, how's for letting me walk part of the way with you?
You are brave, aren't you?
What do you mean, brave?
Maybe I mean foolish. You are an Americano. You do not know my country. Anything might happen to you outside the town.
I'll take my chances on that, senorita. Well, what are you saying? Do I escort you or don't I?
I will tell you. You may walk with me until the first star comes out. And then you must go back to the town.
It's a go.
Pat, are you going to sit around here all afternoon?
As much of it as I can. I got a date.
Say, why don't you marry the girl?
That's just what I'm going to do.
What?
If she'll have me, I'm going to ask her this afternoon. Look, here she comes now. You run along and telephone Sancho La Jolla to drop into town so we can arrest him and I can marry Nita and we can all go back to the good old USA.
I'm sorry to be late. Will you forgive me, Señor Pat?
No sooner done than said. Well, sorry you have to run along on that official business, Tug, my boy.
Huh? Oh. Hasta la vista, senorita.
Hasta la vista, senor.
And don't forget about Sancho La Jolla.
Sancho La Jolla? Why are you interested in him?
Well, my government would like to speak to him about a few little matters.
Oh.
But that's got nothing to do with you and me. Nita, I've got something to ask you.
See? Si?
Will you marry me?
Marry? With you?
Sure. I love you, Nita. You're all to the mustard.
Oh.
I'm crazy about you. I have been since the first day I walked down the road with you until the first evening star came out, remember?
I could not forget.
You like me a little, don't you, Nita?
More than a little.
Honest?
Honest.
Oh, that's... Well, listen, Nita. I can't make love like the lads here in your country, but I mean it just as much as they do.
I am sure you do, querido mio. And I think you make wonderful love.
You do?
Never in all my life have I had a man say such wonderful things to me. Misa, you ought to be Mustang. I am crazy for you. Oh, Santa Maria, that is making love.
Oh, gee, I'm glad you feel that way, baby. But you haven't answered my question. Will you marry me?
I do not know what to say, Senor Pat.
Say yes.
I wish I could, but...
Oh, I get it. There's someone standing in the way.
See, my father.
Your father? Oh, that's different.
See, that is different.
Sure. Your father isn't someone you're in love with, I mean. I don't count him as a rival, so what do you say?
Pat, I will give you my answer tomorrow at this time. Meet me at the end of the path, where we say... Hasta mañana.
Sure, but won't you tell me now?
No, mañana, señor Pat.
Okay, baby, mañana. Lisa.
Lisa,
Pat. Oh, why you stand there looking at the wall and seeing nothing?
I was thinking, Padre mio.
Thinking, Mother de Dios, the daughter of Sancho La Hoya, she stands like a woman in a dream and says she is thinking. Fill up my glass again.
Si, Padre mio.
Ah, that is better. So, you are thinking, eh? Who is he?
Who is who, Padre mio?
Who is who, my niece says? The man you are thinking of.
Must there be a man?
Pretty senorita, only dream of a lover.
Maybe you are wrong, Padre mio. Oh, is the basket ready for me to take to the village?
No, Pedro, he's fixing it now. I will let you know when it is ready. Then I'll get to come here.
Si, Padre mio. Jose, my father will let you speak with you.
There is no hombre, eh? We shall see.
You call me, Capitano?
I see. Jose, take some of the men and guard the entrance to the pack. We shall learn what keeps Nita so long on her trips to the village.
Si, Capitano. But she is your daughter.
That is true. But the heart of a young girl is not to be trusted too far.
Ah, caballero, here comes Americano for Eastman. Capitano Sancho was not wrong, caballeros. When he comes around the rock, we capture him, caballero.
Bueno.
Hands up, senor.
Hey, what goes on here?
You come with us, senor.
Sorry, I've already got a date. I'm meeting the loveliest senorita in all Mexico right here.
I think not, senor. I think the senor come with us now.
So, Senor Americano, you want to find Sancho La Hoya, huh? Well, you have found him.
It looks as though you found me.
You make the joke, huh?
No, I don't think it's any joke the way you made me stand my girl up.
Stand the girl up? What do you mean?
Well, I told you Palsy Wells are here. I was at the end of the path to meet my girl and couldn't come with him. But he's very persuasive. That's the last thing I remember.
He strikes you, senor.
And how?
Madre de Dios. How many times I tell you a day, do not hit somebody with your gun. Those guns, she is expensive. Someday you break her.
I did not use the gun, Capitano.
It was my fist. Oh, you strike him with your fist. That is right.
Papa.
Si, querido mia.
It is late, Padre mio. May I go now?
Meet.
Senor Pat, what are you doing here?
You ought to know.
Well, what do you mean?
That was a great idea of yours, senorita. I was to meet you at the end of the path, and I find your father's men.
Senor Pat, you do not think that I...
I'm sure of it. It was as neat a trap as I've heard of.
No, you're wrong, Senor Pat.
Yeah?
I did not know about this, Padre mio. Tell him I did not know.
Listen to me, Anita. This hombre, he has make love with you?
He has asked me to marry with him, Padre mio.
Marry with him? That is another joke. He has been making love with you so he could get a chance to spy on us.
Oh, you are wrong, Padre mio. Does a spy walk boldly along a mountain path in a uniform?
He will have no need for uniform, Nita.
What are you going to do to him?
I do not know yet.
Did he not tell you he was only on the path to meet me?
Si, but that is not true.
It does no good to talk. It would do no good for to talk if his hombre and his men caught up with me.
You said it, Sancho.
Of course, the Americano will die. But what shall we do before that?
Burn his face, Capitano.
Burn his face. That is one idea, Jose. How you like that, senor? How you like to have your face burned?
No, do not do that.
It would fully show him to look. Well, what good will his face be after tomorrow when the sun shall rise and he fall down dead with a bullet through his heart?
Oh, I love him, Padre mio. Do you hear? I love him.
You love this gringo?
Si, Padre mio.
That is too bad, Nita. But soon you will forget. No. There will be someone else to take his place. Oh, there will be, because there will be no more Senor Americano after the sun shall rise.
Who's there?
Oh, Senor, sir, come quickly. There is no time to lose. They are going to shoot Senor Pat at sunrise.
Why, it's you, Senorita. Yes. What's all this? Who's going to shoot Pat?
My father, Sancho La Jolla.
Yeah. Holy.
Captain Diago, this is the truck. Get the men together. We're going to capture Sancho La Jolla. Who's the Diago?
Senor Atos, eh?
Yes,
senor. Senor. How you like this sun? Look, she has just begun to peak over the mountain.
Don't tell me you call that anthill a mountain. Why, back where I come from, we have mountains that would make that thing look like the mole on the end of your nose.
Jose, that senor is pleased to joke. Tie him to the tree. It is too bad your fellow countryman is not here with you. But we shall take him another time.
Yes, senor. Hold still. I will tie this on.
What's this?
A bandage for your eyes.
What do you take me for, softy?
Senor, he's so brave fellow, see? And maybe he's not so brave when he looks down the rifle barrel. Six rifles.
Take it, sir.
She brought us word during the night. Untie my hand.
Oh, you are safe, Senor Pat. You are safe.
Oh, baby, you've given your life for mine.
What does that matter so long as you are safe?
Nita, dear Nita.
Let me down on the ground. I'm weak, Senor Pat.
Well, we got him, Senor.
Capitano, come over here.
Oh, si, senor. If only those men had fired at me a moment sooner. What have I done to deserve this?
It's all right, Senor Pat. My father's men, they didn't hear me, that's all.
Oh, my brave Nita, what can I do? What can I say?
Say it again. What you said that day in the cantina.
Oh, I love you, Nita.
And?
I'm crazy about you.
And?
You're all to the mustard.
Ah, that is it. I am all to the mustard.
Nita. Nita.
Be sure to read the thrilling details of how a young woman died saving the man she loved. It will appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst's Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. You will find it under the title, Sacrifice Her Outlaw Father for a Lover Who Hunted Him. And now we turn the microphone over to your own announcer.
you, Norma?
But I told you, I cabled you my answer when I got back to England.
I couldn't wait. Norma, I just wouldn't be able to stand it, hanging about the telegraph office waiting for your message.
Excuse me now, Gordon. I must get things settled in my cabin.
Join me for dinner?
All right, if you like.
Bye, Johnny. Don't forget to write to me. I'll send you to Walter.
I didn't know you were going back on this boat.
Oh, Mary, I didn't know you were either. Well, unless something exciting happens, it's going to be a terribly dull trip.
I'm going to be on board, Walter.
But you're not a pirate.
I should hope not. Well, I'll see you later. I must go now.
All right.
Poor Walter.
Well, if it doesn't Archibald with us, what are you so cheerful about, Archibald?
If you're trying to be funny, you aren't succeeding. I don't see anything funny about having to go back to school.
Neither do I. There's no use looking like that. Maybe something will happen before we land.
You mean maybe the ship will sink and we won't have to go back?
Maybe something will happen. Maybe we'll be captured by pirates.
Pirates. There ain't any such things anymore.
Well, it's fun thinking about them anyway. I'll see you after a while, Archibald.
All right.
Our radio play for today, Pirate Proof, is based on a most unusual story taken from the pages of next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast.
Second call for dinner. Second call for dinner.
Hello, Archibald. Isn't it disgustingly calm?
I like it this way.
Oh, you're just a fair-weather sailor, Archibald. See, I wish something exciting would happen, like a typhoon or a hurricane.
Hello, boy.
Hello.
What's all this about a hurricane?
I was just saying I wish we had one.
The ocean's as smooth as glass.
Well, maybe it's the calm that comes before a storm.
Oh, I do hope we don't have a storm.
Here comes a purser. I'm going to find out. Oh, Mr. Purser.
Yes? What is it?
Is the ocean so calm because a storm's coming?
Oh, no, my boy. Don't you worry about any storm. I've just been up to the wheelhouse and had a look at the glass and...
The glass? Oh, have they got a good one up there? The one in our cabin's too high for me to look into.
We need a barometer, Mary, not a mirror.
And the sea will be like a mill pond for the next 24 hours.
Walter's looking for something exciting to happen.
Indeed. Well, I'm afraid the weather won't oblige you, Walter.
But the ship could burn up.
British ships, my boy, aren't allowed to burn up.
There now, Walter. I guess things just can't happen because you want them to.
Well, I guess the only hope left is being captured by pirates.
Pirates? Oh, Walter, you mustn't even think about such things.
I'm sorry to spoil your hopes, Walter, but there hasn't been a case of piracy in these waters for over a year, and there probably won't ever be again.
What did I tell you when we came on board, Walter? I said there wasn't any such thing as pirates anymore.
Besides, why should they waste their time and efforts on